Stop it.
Mummy?
Katie.
Oh, my darling, I'm sorry. Geoffrey!
Katie.
Why won't he let me hold him?
Katie, they don't need us. They don't need us anymore.
I'm afraid of him. I'm afraid of my own child. And Kate, I'm frightened to go into the nursery. What's happening?
Leanne, they took the children. All the children. All the children.
Recent events demonstrate that children are at risk from their parents and adults who do not understand the changes that are taking place in your species. We have no choice but to isolate all children under the age of 10 years.
Poor
your
Katie.
Are leaving you.
Thank God we never had children.
A great change has begun. This is why we came here many years ago, to keep watch. Without the peace that we have overseen, your species would have channeled these new developments into war. This new stage in the evolution of your species would have become destructive. You would have sought different ends for these pirates.
I've played the wild rover for many a year.
Species like yourself undergo the great change.
And I've spent all my money on whiskey and beer.
Some we have arrived too late to help, and they have become extinct. Some species, despite their highly evolved intelligence, never make the great change and remain in stasis, lacking the ability to evolve further. That is the tragedy of my own people. Your race is one of the fortunate to make the leap. Only your children will fully understand. Eventually, they will shed their material bodies. Their minds will meld together into one.
I can't bear it. Become more powerful than I can't bear it.
As you know it, without children...
It's just us now, Katie.
Oh, no.
But take comfort in the knowledge that
we have to care for each other.
Now, we must occupy ourselves with your children who will be evacuated to the continent of Africa, where they will be monitored and cared for free of adults. Do not grieve for them. They are your legacy to the universe. Be proud of your achievement, humans. That is all.